The Art of Work by Vance Neudorf. This is section 2 of my book, The Scroll, which I wrote about Kohelet's life. Kohelet stretched his back and retreated to the small writing table next to the window. His stomach growled. Hopefully Benjamin would arrive soon with a bowl of hot gruel. Sitting at his desk in the sunshine, enjoying the sounds of the market coming to life and eating his breakfast were the simple joys that roused Kohelet from his bed. But breakfast was late again, and this time Benjamin was even less subtle. He had not only unrolled the blank scroll, but had also propped a freshly cut reed pen against the stone ink jar. Benjamin wasn't giving up. He was more determined than ever to see Kohelet put his teachings on that scroll. He firmly believed that Kohelet's unique view of work had to be written down so more people could learn from it. But Kohelet had told him many times, "I may have copied 1,000 scrolls for the king, but I am not a writer. I am a teacher. When I sit in the marketplace, people come to me with their questions and I instruct them in the path of wisdom. Wisdom is transferred through relationships, not scrolls. I'm not going back to that world." If Benjamin continued to protest, Kohelet cut him off with a poetic refrain. "A scroll is the skin of a dead animal and our ink the juice of dead plants. With those lifeless tools, we write the words of deceased people and wrap them around rollers made from dead trees. Then we store our scrolls in crypt-like rooms where they slowly crumble back to dust." Kohelet pointed a finger, gnarled from a lifetime of transcribing letters on parchment, at Benjamin. "Why would I waste the time I have left on this earth writing down things you can only learn through living? If my wisdom has any relevance at all, it will be passed on from generation to generation, and that's how it should be. Trying to preserve my name through writing a scroll is an exercise in futility." But Benjamin would not back down. So Kohelet tried to close the argument with a more practical rationale. "Don't forget that Daniel became the new head librarian by accusing me of stealing the king's oldest Genesis scroll. Daniel has left us alone now that he has my position, but there is no point in doing anything that would attract his attention." The argument had worked for a short time, since Benjamin had played a key role in the disappearance of that particular scroll, but yesterday Benjamin had come up with a new idea. "Why not write as Kohelet, the collector of writings and wisdom? I am certain I can find a buyer for your writings. Your words might be copied and survive to instruct future generations, and selling a scroll would put fresh bread on our table. It would taste better than the dry crumbs we share with the birds." Benjamin's new argument had intrigued Kohelet, and he had fallen asleep while mulling it over. The man was correct that down here in the marketplace, his title of Kohelet had replaced his given name. He had intentionally made the change when they first moved here in case someone from the palace came poking around, but the name had stuck. And now even Benjamin referred to him only by the title of the position he had in the king's library, Kohelet, the collector of writings and proverbs. Benjamin was also correct about their financial situation. The dilapidated one-bedroom apartment was not expensive, but the money Kohelet had managed to save from his years in the library was almost gone. Perhaps it was time to set aside his ideals and be more practical. Besides, if he wrote as Kohelet, he could include his experiences on both sides of the palace walls. He could share about the true nature of work without incurring either the wrath of the king or the disdain of the common folk. His hand rested on the scroll's carefully turned rollers. The trees of life, as they were called, were of excellent craftsmanship on this scroll. The only thing missing was the tag attached to one end when it was catalogued in the archive of the king's library. He shrugged. The missing tag didn't matter. No scroll he authored would ever be welcomed in the palace library. He ran his fingers over the face of the open scroll. It must have cost Benjamin a small fortune, for the vellum was of the quality of those used in the king's library. Could it have been stolen from the palace? Kohelet chided himself for the thought. Theft wasn't in Benjamin's character, despite their desperate situation. The accusation of the palace against Benjamin was completely unfounded, but that didn't matter, for a former slave would never receive a fair trial if they arrested him for the burning of the Genesis scroll. Besides, this wasn't even a new scroll. It had been used at least once before and then scraped clean to make way for new writings. Kohelet scratched a fleck of black ink. Ironically, a well-made scroll was often worth far more than the thoughts recorded on it. In this case, the former author's patient and arduous work had been unceremoniously scraped off to make room for new ideas. Kohelet shook his head, pursed his lips, and sighed softly. Why bother filling it again? Truly there was nothing new under the sun, just the same ideas coming and going in endless cycles. He leaned back in his chair. The oil lamp Benjamin had lit after he fastened the bread to the windowsill was still burning. Qohelet held a hand over a flickering flame and let the warmth fill his cut palm. This was life under the sun, warm and fragile, but oh so fleeting. For the light would die as soon as the oil in the reservoir was consumed. Qohelet leaned close and blew out the flame. They would need its light later in the evening. The smoke curled up into the palm of his hands, filling the inverted bowl of his fingers and seeping through the cracks between them. This was his life, a mere handful of vapor that could not be held on to no matter how hard he tried. He squeezed his hand around the gray tendrils, and they vanished in the light of the new day. Instinctively, a word left his lips in a soft whisper, Hevel, the word for smoke or vapor. Pronounced with a pale, exhaled breath, it spoke volumes about his teachings on what people could expect from all their labor under the sun. He tightened his grip, but nothing was left, not even residual warmth. Nothing anyone tried to grasp in this life could provide lasting satisfaction. It was all fleeting, all Hevel, all an exercise in futility. Qohelet pulled his hand away to watch the last thin trail of smoke rise from the lamp's wick. Taking up his pen, he touched its point into the vanishing smoke. If he were to write down any of his teachings, this should be his ink, for only then could the truth be honestly written. Human existence was fleeting, a vapor rising to disperse in the breeze. No matter how wisely people lived or how hard they worked, there was no lasting benefit to be gained from all their labor under the sun. There was nothing they could grasp and hold on to. His stomach rumbled, and Qohelet nodded to himself. The irony was clear. In contrast to that dire truth, the simple rewards of the day were always waiting. A hot meal, a visit with a friend, and the pleasure of working whatever your hand find to do. None of these daily gifts could provide a lasting gain that carried through to tomorrow, but they could provide great enjoyment at the moments at hand. Qohelet raised his pen to the morning light and chuckled. If Benjamin were to walk in, he would quote one of Qohelet's favorite proverbs. Plant your seed in the morning, and in the evening don't let your hands be idle, for you do not know which endeavor will succeed, or if both will do equally well. It was a wise saying, for no one knew what the future held. So why was he so against writing down his teachings? His words would likely be scraped off into the ashes, but there was always a chance that someone would copy them, and people around the world would read them. It was not possible to know what the future held, so why not put his hand to the task and see where it led? Down in the market, he taught the young to follow their dreams, to take whatever their hands found to do and work at it with all their energy and skill. It was time to follow his own advice. As the last wisp of smoke wafted toward the ceiling, Qohelet dipped his pen into the ink, leaned over the scroll, and scratched out the long familiar words. Futile, completely futile, I say to you, everything we do is futile. This has been section 2 of my book, The Scroll, and I'll try to put one of these out every week for the next while. They're a little rough around the edges, but as we improve, we'll see if we can make these something you'll want to listen to on an ongoing basis. Thank you very much for listening.